Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Devotional. Today, we will be reading from Philippians 3, 1 to 11. Philippians 3, 1 to 11. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss, because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. It's interesting that Paul uses this harsh word, dogs, evildoers, mutilators, to describe legalist Jews, because I feel like he was worse than them before he met Jesus. But praise God that he had a 180 transformation in his life. What legalist Jews were trying to do here is telling the Gentiles, if you want to become a Christian, you need to become a Jew first by being circumcised. This is not the gospel that God has for us. The legalist Jews are adding some unnecessary ingredients into the gospel. Verse 3 says, "For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh." The true circumcision is to put confidence in Christ Jesus, as opposed to our fleshly and externally works. Circumcision doesn't fit into our modern culture anymore, so it might be hard to understand why Paul is making such a big deal here. We can think of the fleshly circumcision or external works as the things we tend to put our identity in or boast about. For example, it could be I'm a better Christian because I've served so much in the church, or because I'm so obedient to the Lord. These are all good things because that's what God called us as the followers of Jesus to do. But if we started to boast in them, we are boasting in our own flesh, our own works. Instead of simply boasting in the faith we have in Christ Jesus, we will slowly become more self-centered and perhaps take pride in ourselves. That's why Paul is warning us to look for anything that is added on top of the gospel. If there was a contest of boasting in the flesh back in Paul's time, Paul would probably be in the top five. Paul gave checklists that made him the Hebrew of Hebrews. He's a descendant of Abraham by being circumcised on the eighth day, and therefore made him an heir to God's covenant with them. He studied and obeyed the law. He persecuted the churches. All he has and does makes him sound so righteous according to the law. Verse 4 goes, if someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. I love Paul's tone of saying it. He's basically saying if you put your confidence in the flesh, you will probably fail, because even if I am the most qualified one to boast in the flesh or to justify by the law, I still fell short of God's standard. So please don't even try. Verse 7 says, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Instead of seeing his flesh as benefits to him, Paul sees them as a loss now, because anything that prevents him from knowing Christ Jesus and being found in him is not worthy. He treasures the faith he has in Christ so much that he was willing to give up all the advantage he has in society. You know, it's really hard to give up the things you find your security in, especially if you are rich in them. For example, if you accumulate wealth for the sake of your security, it will be hard to give out for others' needs, because even just losing a tiny bit of them makes you feel insecure. So I once heard from someone to start practicing generosity when you are still young and poor. For Paul, is his social status. He was like a royal, possessed good fame in his time, and has power to command the soldiers. Who would want to give up this kind of life? But Paul considers all these things as garbage so that he might gain Christ. Verse 10 says, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Becoming like him in his death stood out to me a lot. Paul wants to put his worldly sins to death to be fully renewed by the Spirit to be like Christ. What an encouraging testimony from Paul. Thank you, Paul, for sharing with us and the generation after generation. What is something you might have added on top of the gospel? Perhaps career, relationship, schoolwork, leadership in church, etc. Let's ask the Spirit to help us identify them and surrender to God. Follow the example of Paul pursuing true circumcision instead of external circumcision. Let our heart be transformed to be like Christ. See gaining Jesus and be found in him our biggest treasure. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for giving such an encouraging example on how to be like Jesus. Thank you that all you ask from us is to have faith in you, to be righteous in your eyes. Putting confidence in you makes our life so much easier than boasting in our flesh, because you will never change. Your love for us will never change. I pray that we will not see it as a burden to keep choosing dying, to keep choosing putting our sin to death. We will rejoice in the new life you have for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.